confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
She's been preparing for this her whole life. It is built to this moment right now on the game. Are you smarter than Katie? Ra-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And we are playing with Lisa from Dixon. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
All right, jackpot is up to $360. How about that, huh? And win or lose, we've got tickets for you to see the Trans-Siberian Orchestra at the Golden One Center, okay?
Okay.
Katie's leaving the studio. I got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture, and away we go. Question one. Elwood Edwards has passed away. Who was that? He was the voice of AOL, and we all grew up hearing him say, "You've got mail," and other phrases. He was 74 years old. It's the end of an era. How much was he paid for voicing AOL? Was it $200, $2,000, or
$20,000? $200.
Question two. Liam Payne's death is still a shock, and even though it was deemed a suicide, three people have been criminally charged. Two were charged with giving him drugs, and the other for fleeing the scene after his death. What country did he die in?
Oh my gosh, I know this and I can't think of it. I'll say Brazil. I don't know.
Okay, question three. Donald Trump is working on building out his cabinet, and his first announcement made history. His chief of staff is his campaign manager, Susie Wiles, making her the first female chief of staff. True or false, the chief of staff gets Secret Service protection?
True.
Question four. The trailer for a movie called Dear Santa dropped yesterday, and it's about a boy who accidentally writes Dear Satan instead of Dear Santa, and Satan responds to the letter and shows up to grant his wishes instead of Santa. It stars Jack Black, and you can see the trailer by texting what word?
Santa.
Santa. Santa. S-A-N-T-A to 909-1065. What book in the Bible first mentions Satan? Is it Job, Genesis, or Ezra?
Genesis.
And question five, a family in Canada was remodeling their house, and inside the walls of a bedroom, they found 115 stuffed animals that were apparently used instead of insulation. If they found the same amount in two other bedrooms, how many total stuffed animals is that?
345.
Wowie, wow. Holy cow. Kevin, please go get Katie. That was crazy.
That was
Lisa,
quick.
Where are we off to today? You know what? No. What do you do for a living?
I am the director of administration for a nonprofit.
Not a mathematician.
No, no.
Not
no,
a human calculator.
What is not the nonprofit?
It's called Dreamcatchers Empowerment Network. We help people with mental and physical disabilities find employment.
Wow.
And, yeah, empower them through employment.
That's Listen, fantastic.
That is fantastic, and it's noble. I'm a little disappointed, though, that it's not a nonprofit that just hands out dream catchers to people.
Oh, okay.
Well, we might start doing that, too.
Okay, great. Good.
Yeah.
Great. Kevin really wants a dream catcher to hang above his bed.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, right. I'm on it.
Catch those dreams, Kevin. All right. Lisa's now on hold. Katie, you ready to play?
Yeah.
Question one. Elwood Edwards passed away. He was the voice of AOL. He was the guy who said, "You've got mail." And goodbye.
It's funny. It never occurred to me that was an actual human.
It was an actual human. His name was Elwood Edwards, and he died at 74 years old. How much was he paid for being the voice of AOL?
Okay.
Was it $200, $2,000, or $20,000?
Do we know what year this... Did you say what
1989
year?
Was when he did
probably
the
recording. $200.
That is correct.
Yikes.
$200 for being the voice of AOL.
Well, in fairness... He didn't do much.
I know. He should have had residuals in there.
Right.
Question two. Liam Payne's death is still a shock, and even though it was deemed a suicide, three people have been criminally charged.
Yeah.
Two charged for giving him drugs, and the other for fleeing the scene after his death. What country did he die in?
Argentina.
That is correct. Buenos Aires. Question three. Donald Trump's working hard on building out that cabinet of his for his, and his first announcement made history. His chief of staff is going to be Susie Wiles, making her the first female chief of staff in American history. True or false, the chief of staff gets Secret Service protection?
Oh, I'm sure that's true.
That is true. Yeah. Question four. The trailer for a movie called Dear Santa dropped yesterday. Stars Jack Black. Okay?
Okay.
It's about a boy who accidentally writes Dear Satan instead of Dear Santa on his list and sends it in, and Satan shows up instead of Santa to grant his wishes.
Okay.
It's a funny premise. The movie doesn't look great, but it's a very funny premise. You can see the trailer by texting Santa to 909-1065. What book in the Bible first mentions Satan? Is it Job, Genesis, or Ezra?
Genesis.
It is Job.
Ugh.
Looks like someone's not going to heaven. Question five. A family in Canada was remodeling their house, and inside the walls of a bedroom, they found 115 stuffed animals that apparently were being used instead of insulation.
Oh, my God.
Don't get mad at me, but when I saw that story, I had the thought, I could see Katie doing this because I could hear you on the show being like,
what's the difference?
What's the difference?
I mean, if you don't have the materials,
which are readily available.
Well, but
it almost seems harder to acquire 115 stuffed animals than insulation.
That's true.
Anyway, if they found the same amount of stuffed animals in two other bedrooms, how many total stuffed animals is that?
Okay. 345.
Oh, that is correct.
Wow.
Yeah,
Kevin. Wow, indeed. Lisa, are you there?
I'm here.
All righty. Final score. You got three. Katie got four. Man, she is on a dream catching roll today. It is crazy. We're going to have $20 the jackpot, making it $380. But you know what? We're going to hook you up with a pair of tickets to see the Trans-Siberian Orchestra on November 27th. Okay?
Awesome. Okay.
What is it that you want to tell us?
I am not as smart as Katie today.
Not today. But thank you so much, though, honestly, for doing what you do. That's a great cause.